Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Life Advice with Misty. Who's my first caller? Hi, welcome to Life Advice with Misty. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Laura. May I have a Laura?
October 1st, 63.
How old are you, please?
55.
Okay, great. And can you tell me, please, what is it that you're looking to find out about this evening?
I'm trying to get a job, and I'd just like to know if you see anything around a job for me.
I'm sorry, can you come back to the phone? You kind of turned away from the phone.
I'm here.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Yes, this is Life Advice with Misty. Can I have your name, please?
My name's Gabriella. Samantha.
Hello, Gabriella. How are you?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can I have your birthday, please?
This is April 2nd. Do you want the year two?
No, thank you. How old are you, Gabriella?
I'm 20 years old.
Okay, and what is it that you're interested in finding out about this evening?
It's about my love life. There's someone that I'm interested in, but not sure if I should just continue or let him come to me or just drop it.
Okay, what is this person's name?
His name is Jordan.
Oh, I spoke to you last night, Gabriella. About Jordan.
Yeah, there's some other stuff that happened that I wanted to figure out. Because I made a post, and he kind of like made a post about what I said with the exact same words of what I channeled. So I just wanted to like really like get confirmation if I should move on from this or if he's like using me.
How old is Jordan, please?
He's 30.
And when is his birthday, please?
July 7th.
Okay. You should definitely 100% move on from this guy, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to really need for you to be careful with this Jordan fella because he's going to toy with your heart in a way that you cannot understand. This is what it's showing. He's not at a place of being genuine with you. This fella, he will toy with you. He will toy with your emotions, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then he will cut his feelings off and become cold. He will go into shutdown and even be a little mean in a way that you really won't be able to understand. And so I'm telling you this with this fella Jordan. Now, did you just meet him? Because I'm looking at Jordan, and I don't know if these are family members that I'm seeing here, but there's a lady, and then there's two kids. So is that a sister and her kids, or are you aware at all?
I think he does have siblings, but we just met, like, probably three weeks ago. But, like, I channeled a message for him from Spirit, and he, like, used my same words, but paraphrased it and posted it on Instagram with no credit and got, like, all his likes on there. And I'm just like, you know, what the heck?
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, that's Jordan. The sooner you cut this fella loose, the better. because he doesn't have your best interest at heart, honey. This is what it's showing. It shows there's no connection in the area of a true love to manifest. I can see where he can misuse you. I can see where he can give you a fake face. I mean, listen to what I'm telling you, okay? I understand you may want this guy, you like this guy, and that's all fine and well. But with me doing this reading for you, I'm going to be straight with you. I don't care about all of that. I'm telling you exactly what I see. Okay? Leave him alone. He's not going to be genuine to your heart. That's the main thing. That's important to you, isn't it?
That's what I want.
You like, yeah. You like him. You like him. Okay? And he has already shown you a side of him, though. That's the thing. So what is it that makes you keep going back in a way for more indirectly? What is that? Because it's not like he hasn't shown you, because I'm able to see that he has shown you. I'm on your side here. I'm looking out for you. Okay.
The games, like, I've already, like, picked up on, like, because I told him something completely disregarded, and there's one something else, and it felt like a game. Like, it's already started. I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's just not what you need, okay?
Okay.
And do not participate at all. Don't do it. Because this fella, I'm looking at you. I'm going to tell you like I told you last night. You are a sweet young lady. You have a very good heart. You're a good person, okay? And with those beautiful qualities, you just don't need to waste them on a guy that doesn't appreciate it. Okay? He'll show you two faces, and then he'll show you that face that he knows you're going to like. And boy, when you get to liking that face that he's showing you, when he changes on you, when he goes from hot to cold, and you're not going to be able to understand it because you've gotten so comfortable with that face and you like him, when he goes into shutdown, it's going to be he's not going to be able to explain it. You're not going to be able to understand. So I'm talking to you now because I'm just trying to get you to understand ahead of time. Get out of it. Walk away from it, okay?
But I don't want to get to that point. You're right. It's kind of like a repetition of the past.
So that's what I'm saying to you. And just relax, because everything I told you yesterday is give it time to come to pass. Okay? I don't want to say to you what I know you've heard before, that famous saying, you got your whole life ahead of you. I'm sorry, what did you say, please?
Can I ask your advice? Like, how do you know if, like, someone for you? Like, how do you know if it's a good, like, guy? Because I don't know how to tell.
How do you know when someone is for you?
Yeah, or they're a good heart.
Their actions are going to show you. You're going to feel. They're going to respond to you a certain kind of way that cannot be planned. They're going to show you a certain type of respect, okay, that matches you, who you are, and how you are. Not because they think that this is what you want, but because this is how they are, and this is who you are, and they recognize you for being that person, okay? Mm-hmm. But most of all, time and consistency will show you and tell you. And this is why it pays to go slow. So many people are going fast today. But that's not a wise decision. It pays to go slow because consistency is what you need to see. Mm. This Jordan guy, he'll do flips with your brain. Trust me, he will. And have other ladies, okay? You don't need to embark on that. 20 years old? No. And you just turned 20. And just so you know, I'm not trying to make it about age, but I'm looking at both of you, and I can't begin to tell you how different you guys' lives are. Okay, Gabriella?
Okay.
I don't want to stay on this call long because I have so many other callers, okay?
Thank you for being with me.
Oh, no. It's Gabriella, it's really okay. What I would like for you to do, because we can always talk, you know, you can go to the website and become a member, okay? Because this is what I tell my callers. The communication doesn't have to talk, it doesn't have to stop here, okay? Go to the website, sign up to become a member. That way we can email and talk back and forth, and I can, like, email you, hi, how are you doing today? How are you feeling today? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then if you want to communicate, yeah, you know, try that. That's a meeting place. That's my foundation for my clients because you can't cover everything here, you know, but through an email off to the side, you can talk to me.
Okay, I'll do that.
I just want you to understand that. And keep your head up, okay? You keep your head up. It's going to be okay.
Well,
it was good talking to you.
It's so nice talking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, you take care now. You have a good night. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for calling. This is Life Advice with Misty. May I have your name, please?
Elizabeth.
I'm sorry. I need for you to speak up, please.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I need for you to come. I need for you to speak up. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Yes. This is Life Advice with Misty. May I please have your name?
Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth. How are you doing today, this evening, Elizabeth?
I'm okay.
Okay. Can I have your birthday, please?
October 29th.
How old are you?
I'm 67. I was the year I was born in.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay, Elizabeth, what's going on?
I am like in the feeling kind of stuck right now. I'm trying to financially get better place so I can move out of my father's house. I was a caregiver for my mom. She had passed in June. But now that since she has passed, I need to move on. And it's kind of hard because financially in a rut. I'm just wondering, is there anything coming up financially for to get out?
Okay. Let's see what's going on. What I'm seeing here is you are a little bruised. It shows me.
Mm-hmm.
There's great sadness and unhappiness here for this beautiful, vibrant woman, because that's usually who you are. this beautiful, vibrant woman. And at this time, this beautiful, vibrant woman, her soul is bruised, and there's a certain type of sadness here, okay? And I'm seeing here that she needs to pick herself up. You need to go within yourself and grab, I don't care what part of your soul, what part of yourself you can get, because you have that deep spirit that I can see. And it's like it lights the way for other people. That's who you are, okay? And I understand you being a caregiver for your mom and all of what you're going through. It seems like it kind of just kind of wiped you out a little bit. It's almost as though it took some of your spark, you know, and it's like you don't know where to go and where to start to get it back, okay?
Right.
I understand. I'm seeing a relocation, too. Your father, but you're kind of coming like stalemate right now, okay? It's almost like a certain type of an obligation that you kind of like don't really want simply because you're wanting to live your life, okay? You're just wanting to get out there and do things for Elizabeth. This is what I'm getting. But it just seems that there's obstacles in your path, okay? But what I want to say to you is there are obstacles in your path, yes, because I see them. But they're only there because it's buying you time, okay, until your time comes. Your time is coming. And your spark, everything, it's just going to come back like, phew. So I see your obstacles. Well, this is October. Today is October 21st. I'm looking. Give me a minute. Between now and the 24th of February, you're on your way. You're on your way.
Okay.
Also, where's that trip you want to take? Why am I getting a trip by water? Is that just something you're thinking about or have you planted already? It's around you. You have a trip by water, Elizabeth. Remember I told you, and I want you to write it down.
Okay.
Write it down. I'm hoping that my callers will get in the habit of coming to the phone with the tablet so they can write it down. This is what I'm seeing. Now, did you say that you're seeing about your father too, Elizabeth?
Sorry, what is that?
Did you tell me that you're also seeing about your father?
I lived in with them, and now that my mom has passed, I just can't.
Okay.
He's a difficult person.
Yeah. I know. That's how come I asked that question, because the way that you come up as stuck. And let me just tell you something, okay? Because he's like pouring. You're like a wound, and he's the thought. Let's say it like that, okay? And he's just pouring the thought. The thought is just steady coming out, okay? So if you're always this beautiful flower that's always so perky with the sun shining on it, right now the flower is dead, okay?
Right.
So what's going on? Yes. What's going on, Elizabeth, is the energy that you're absorbing is going into your bones, you know, your soul, your spirit, and it's adding to depression. You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he's gloom. He's gloom. He's gloom in a lot of things that for where you are in your life right now, you don't need it. So,
no.
What I want to say to you is that between now and I have It's either the 24th or the 27th of February. You're making changes. You're making changes. Now, do you have a side business or something, or are you thinking about doing something on the side along with what you regularly do? Because I'm getting something on the side that's going to make money.
Okay? I'm thinking about doing something like in the crafts, arts, crafts.
Yes, yes, yes. And you go ahead and you do that. I want you to get that smile back. I want you to get that beautiful energy back. Can you do me a favor, Elizabeth, please? Because there's so much that she's piling up on you and piling up on you and piling up on you until you should be exhausted. It should affect the way that you sleep. It should affect the way that you think. And it should affect your money, too, okay? Like spend the money and then you're like, where did it go? What did I spend it on? Wait a minute. Let me sit down. What did I do with that? What did I spend it on?
Right.
This is what I need for you. Mm-hmm. This is what I need for you to do. You need a cleansing. Okay? You need a cleansing. You desperately need one. Because you have piles and piles of different types of energy on you. You understand? So it's working as a block. It's working as a block. And it's okay. You can go and get yourself some basil, some fresh basil. Get some fresh basil, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm going to tell you this every time. It will clean you. Oh my goodness, it will clean you. Listen. There's three types of baths here. Because we want that aura clean. We want that spirit clean. We want to get that energy, that this gloomy off of you, to lighten it. Cause you're heavy. You're like heavy and gray. You understand?
Yes.
And a lot of I have so many other things to tell you. And you get a chance. You go to the email and become a member so I can communicate with you to lighten your load. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure you do that. You know, all of this is free. I want to make sure you know you know everybody has to know this because I love this. Okay. But.
Okay.
Only certain people that come through a certain way, and you're coming through a certain way, you have a heavy load. But the load is caused by other people, your father's energy. And there's just certain kinds of spiritual cleansings that you have to do to kind of get your light back. Listen to you. See how gloomy you sound?
Yes,
like,
I know.
It's almost like somebody beat. It's like somebody beat you down. It's like somebody stepped on your self-esteem, okay?
Yes.
And it's like out of all the good that you've done and seen about your mom and took care of your mom and all this, and it's almost like you're saying, okay, wow, thanks a lot. In the end, this is what I get? You mean to tell me after everything I've done, the sacrifice that I've made, put to the side what I wanted to do, mama's gone now, this is what I get? Oh, and then on top of that, I'm stuck here with you? Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. True.
I understand. And this is why you're going to email me. This is why you're going to go to my site. You're going to sign up and become a member because I'm not through talking to you. You understand?
Okay. Yes.
This is what I will tell you. There's three kinds of baths. Sea salt is good. I know you know. Everyone talks about sea salt. Basil, fresh basil, fresh basil. I mean, just go and get a bunch of it. You know those real big soup pots, like in the restaurants when they're making those pots of, I don't know. See, you get you a big soup pot. You use that pot only for baths, nothing else. Get all that basil.
Okay.
Get you some basil and put it in there. Get you some, fill that water up to the top and let it come to a boil. It's going to take a while, but that's okay because you're doing it because you're going to make yourself a bath. you're going to put that basil in there. And you're going to let that basil go on and boil slowly, because the properties are going to simmer to the bottom. Because that's what you're going to pour in your bath water, not the leaves and everything, just the boiled water. It's actually
okay.
Going to be like a greenish brown. Mm-hmm. It's going to cleanse you. It's going to take the weight off of you. It's going to take, you're going to feel much lighter. And unfortunately, the other thing that this bath will do, when you take it, it has a tendency to show you exactly what people think and feel about you. They will say it. Mm-hmm. And you will notice it through how they treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
You need a cleansing. That's one of them. So you have the sea salt. Sea salt is good. There's another one. Okay? Lemon ammonia. Which you only use a little bit, like two tablespoons, and you put that in your bath. Now, you can combine the sea salt and lemon ammonia together. That's really a good cleansing. Okay, I don't know how tall
okay.
you are. I'm actually, let me see here. Okay. Are you like between 5'4 and 5'7?
No,
what's your
I'm
height?
Shorter than that. 4'9.
You're shorter than 5'4? I'm sorry?
4'9. I'm 4'9.
Okay, so I just need to get that height. Okay, so you know what? You're gonna feel your bath water. You're gonna feel it right there, right at your breath. Okay? That's where you're
okay.
going to feel your breath. Excuse me. That's where you're going to feel your bath water, right there at your breath. Now, do this, because I know you're not making this phone call because you're bored, okay?
No.
So you do this. You do this. Because a cleansing
okay.
is where you got to start first. I can read for you, and I can tell you all kinds of stuff. You understand?
Yes.
But because I know that your soul and your spirit is bruised, and I see it, and not only do I see it, but because I hear it, you have to be lifted up. That's what you need right now.
True.
And if I'm wrong, you can tell me at any time that I'm wrong. You understand? Anytime.
No.
Feel free. But
no,
you need to
right.
be lifted up.
Yes,
and I'll be more than happy to help you with that, because
okay.
you are a beautiful person, and you're usually cheerful and happy and smiling and like the sunshine, but you can't be that person, because it's almost like someone kind of wiped you out, and we
yes.
want you to get back to being that person, because hey, you're 57, you're still young, you still have a lot of life. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
not to mention your reward from God. Your reward from God. Okay?
Okay.
You were
yes.
good to your mom. You took care of your mom, and that's a good thing that you did. But
you.
You're moving on from your father, okay?
Yes.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So in the process of waiting for your time, We want to get you cleansed. We want to get that soul and that spirit together, so that you can get your strength, get your confidence back, get your thinking back, because the thinking is not where it should be.
No.
You understand?
Mm-mm.
Because it's almost
yes,
like a person falling deeper and deeper down in a dark hole, and that's not where you belong.
No.
Okay?
Okay.
So, did you write down about the bath? And if you
yes,
didn't,
the
Elizabeth, okay, mm. and do the liquid ammonia, and yeah, mm-hmm. I have and go to phenomenumgiftofvisions.net and sign up, because what I want to say, I'm not going to say, because we're on the air.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's just you're in the home. And I don't know what your own space is like, because I just have the energy is all around you. And when I try and travel around you, I almost get like a clutter space or little space or space being too
yes.
close.
Yes.
Okay. Almost like I have no escape. You
yes.
understand?
I understand.
And
yes.
so, yeah. And so, you know, it's hindering you.
Yes.
And it's just making you feel hopeless.
Yes.
And if you don't gain anything else from this telephone call, I want you to hold on to hope. And someone on the other end of this telephone can help you. Okay?
Okay.
I see you, and yes, I can help you, lift you up. Okay, I want you to start feeling more positive.
Okay.
Do you do the Psalms?
Yeah,
do you,
I do, but I haven't in a while.
Do you have like the Book of Psalms?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, well, right now, I want you, do you have the Book of Psalms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Because you get into your Book of Psalms, I'm not going to tell you which one to read. I don't tell people which ones to read. I just tell them just open it up. And a lot of times, whatever way those pages fall, there's a message. But I say this to you, Elizabeth, because you have to fight this spiritually.
Mm.
Listen to me. This is no mumbo jumbo, okay? I see you here. I see you. And I know who you are normally. I see you. And right now you're just like down, like hopeless, like, you know, I'm stuck. Is this where I'm
yes.
going to be? Gosh,
yes.
how am I going to
yeah.
get out of this? I don't see no way.
Yes.
You're getting out. So let's clap our hands. Yay! Elizabeth is
Thank
getting
God.
Out. Elizabeth, you're getting out, okay? You can write
yes.
it down between now and February 27th, okay? You're getting out.
Okay.
Don't say how, but I can't see it. I don't know how. I don't know. She don't know what she's talking about. Don't say that.
No.
Okay?
No. Okay.
Because I see it. And I can only see whatever the spirits show me. Okay? And I tell
okay.
people, if it wasn't for God, I couldn't see stuff like this. There's a message here.
Yes.
I want you to start your bath. I want you to start it tomorrow, because I kind of get that you have to go out and purchase some items.
Yes.
I really want you to do that cleansing. Yeah, I really want you to do that cleansing, because you just have loads and loads of stuff on you that you just have to get off. And
okay.
I want you to go to my website and sign up, because I can keep up with you. You can say, oh, you know, I did the bath. I feel like this. And, you know, I can ask you, you know, how do you feel today different from yesterday? I can follow you, you know, and say, okay, good. Now I want you to do this for such and such amount of days. Do this. Okay. Can we try
okay.
that? This is who I
yes.
am.
Yes.
The Spiritual Talk with Life Advice with Misty. This is who I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Now I have to end our call, Elizabeth.
It's okay.
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 Thank you.
I just want to know that you're most welcome. You're most welcome. And you're going to get up and you're going to go get your items in tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
And we'll talk, and we will talk some more, okay? You have a good night. Have a good night.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, this is Life Advice with Misty. Can I help you?
Is that me? Hello?
Is this Elizabeth? Hi.
No, it's not Elizabeth.
Hello? Okay.
I heard a beep, but I didn't know that was me.
Oh, the only thing I need for you to do for me is just speak up so I can hear, okay? Because I am clairvoyant, and also I travel, okay, and I go all through your voice. So your voice for me is like important.
Okay, I just turned the volume up. Is that better?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
What's your name, please?
It's Anna.
Anna.
And my birthday is December 24th.
Did you say December?
December, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 65.
Okay. Okay. Anna. Okay. Are you wanting to, are you planning a retreat or something, Anna? Because it talks about rewards to oneself. That's what it talks about, rewards. Rewards
uh-huh.
to oneself. Okay.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting here. I'm also getting here finding ways and thinking of ways to hold on to money. Because I kind of look at you and I just kind of get, it seems like money, just leave your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to put money, I'm getting you wanting to put money away. Because it seems like it's leaving your hand faster. This is just what's on top of you. This is what's on top of you right now, Anna. What is it that you'd like to know, please?
Well, I am physically disabled. I have challenges with my knees, with being able to walk, and osteoarthritis. And there's some possible kidney stuff going on that I'll find out more about this week. But I'm wondering if you see a way out of, a way to heal, because I've been dealing with my knees. I had knee surgery replacement on one knee 3 years ago, and I would not call it successful. It still hurts. And that's the side that's actually giving me more problems. But now the other knee is bone on bone, and it's very difficult to walk. It's getting more painful, and if that goes down, then I'm like really up a creek, you know. And so I'm not working. I'm not able to, you know, get around very much. And so yeah, the money is going out because it's going on my credit cards, you know. And I have a room that I'm trying to get rented, and I'm hoping to find somebody who can help me around the house and help me in the yard. And it's been vacant for several months.
You're definitely going to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to. That's going to be a yes. And this is where I see putting the money. It keeps talking about. money being put to the side. Money being put to the side. Just a minute, please. Okay. Let me look at you, Anna. Okay. I am able to see. This condition, it seems to be moving rapidly. This is how it shows itself to me. I'm not understanding why it is moving rapidly. But it is. It is. I know. How many doctors have you seen? I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
No, you go on. I don't have anything much to say.
I was going to say that this condition is showing itself to me as it shows premature rapid aging. I was trying to find a better way to say it. But that's all that is giving me. The spirit is not allowing me to cross over there. I can't make it over there. I can't get over there. When you were talking about it, and I was trying to get there, I kept getting bounced back even then. So I almost feel like that's not an area I'm supposed to go in. Okay. It lets me know what's allowed and what's not, because it just stops me. But it also tells me there are other answers here. There are other answers, because what's being shown to me is that there's not many people that you're communicating with, and there's not many people offering help or just giving knowledge or just anything. In your corner, okay?
Yeah,
this is what it shows me.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit is telling me where I can't go one way to the left, it's showing me to go the other way to my right, okay? And to my right, there are herbal healings, okay? There are healings to my right. It talks about relief. It talks about remedies of pain, and it says here, it says, I can get the message, and I can get the answer, and I can deliver, and I can help. This is what's being told to me spiritually. I'm not able to cross over on the other side. No, the other side is medicine, okay?
Yeah.
I can't go over there. I'm not allowed. I'm blocked from there. Okay,
uh-huh.
But it does show me. It says you stand alone is what it says. Okay, you stand alone and you're silent in your thinking, deep thoughts, and I see your. I want you to know right now. I see your fears. Okay, I want you to know. I'm gonna say it just like that.
Yeah,
I see them and I see your thoughts. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I see it. I want you to know. And we're not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anna? We're not going there. We're not going there.
No.
We're going to find a way, because what you told me, you're gonna have to tell me that again. You understand? Not today. Not today. Your condition here. There are people that can help you in the area of I want to say there's I get some pain. It's just great discomfort, pain. It's just you just need help. I'll just put it like that. And I can guide you, and we can work together. And as far as the person moving in, that's going to be successful. Someone's coming. That's a good thing, because I saw you starting to put that money to the side. It's gonna still be kind of tight though, but you can still put it to the side. And it's going
to
grow slowly. Yes, it's going to grow slowly.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you're going to get that's going to help you is nurturing. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I interviewed a young man today, and he...
I was going to tell you that it was going to be a man. Wow. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you that I saw this guy, and he was like really nurturing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You interviewed the guy
today.
Mm-hmm. What else?
He's also on disability and does a lot of IT work. So he would be working from home on computer. But he was offering help in the yard, in the garden. It's like totally overgrown and a mess. And there's some electric plugs that are not working, and he knows how to do that kind of stuff. And he really surprised me that, you know, he was willing to, you know, do so much. You know, I'm thinking nobody wants to move into some place and be their caretaker and fix-it person. But, you know, but he's that way, you know. And I said I have
a
mower, and he was saying, oh, well, you know, no worries. My grandfather has, or somebody has, lawn mowers and all kinds of blowers and landscaping equipment. And I'm like, you're coming with a team, you know, right? You know, but so hopefully we would get along.
Well, let's look at that. Let's look and see if the two of you will get along. How about that?
Okay, sure.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Anna, do you drink tea?
More coffee than tea. I'm starting to get myself to green tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get yourself off the coffee, Anna. You know, coffee's okay if it's like maybe one cup or something like that. I like coffee better in the bathtub. Oh, my goodness. So I'm looking at Jeffrey here, and yeah, he can do all of that. And he's that guy, because when I said, excuse me, there's someone coming, I was going to say, and it looks like it's a man. Did you want a man? That's what I was going to say. But then you said man, so I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good flow to him, too, you know, a nice flow, easygoing,
mm-hmm.
He's compliant. He's a very compliant man,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is how he comes up. He's neat. He's neat, and you know what? It will be whatever it is that you need. Now, he's moving in. He's going to move in, and he's going to. I got three more people. You're going to interview three more people, because I have three more people here.
Mm-hmm.
I see Jeffrey, but then I have three more people over here. Is it that you don't know about those people yet, Anna?
Yeah, I don't know. He had, I actually went onto a website where I had posted something over a month ago, and I always put my phone number in for people to call me because I don't check back on websites to see if somebody messaged me there. But I went there and saw that he did. And so I messaged back and I said, well, you know, you've probably found a place by now, but if you're still looking, call me. And then he called like within like 15 minutes. And he was at his storage unit and was about to throw some things away and then just came over. And he even asked me, how I clean the floors. And he says he has one of those automatic, those robotic vacuums. He said he was about to throw it away.
Okay.
That's okay. Pretty amazing, guy having one of those. Automatic vacuum.
I thought it was like a wax buffer.
You like the Roomba vacuum cleaner that it goes as the circle thing that vacuums, right?
Yeah.
Wood floors and carpets. But he said it's a different one than that. And, so, and then he asked how I washed the floors, you know, clean, and did I have a Swiffer? So I'm thinking, like, you're going to wash the floors for me too?
I'm looking at Anna. I'm looking at Jeffrey's behavior. I'm looking at Jeffrey's thought process. And I'm looking at Jeffrey's personality and Jeffrey's intentions. Okay? This is what I'm looking at. Because this is something that I have to do for you, because we're speaking about a man in your home, strangers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying off the top of my head like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on is that I'm going to say I haven't sent. I'm looking at, he's not crazy or any of that. What's happening with him? He's looking to have, if he can, his contribution besides paying is doing work around the house or anything. This is what he's very good at. This is what he does. Because based on what I'm seeing, he really don't want to have it like a full house of his own, you know. This is what I see. Okay, I'm trying to get something else with this guy because I really have to sort this out. I have to go through it, okay, because I see that he's a gardener. But he has a job that he goes to, too, because I see where he will do work and do whatever that needs to be done around the house, whatever it is you need. I see all of that, and then he leaves, like go to work. What does he do for a living? Because
right now he's working from home. He does, computer stuff. So he, you know, does a lot from home. But his family has a business close by that it's Blackstone something. I don't know. So he may be going there to work eventually. But right now he's on disability, and he doesn't need to work full-time. So, but he said that he's working on being able to go there more steadily.
Right.
And it's very close by.
And yeah, okay. I don't know if I should ask this question or not.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm looking at Jeffrey. Okay, so what is his disability?
He worked in Albertsons in the meat department and got scalded a large part of his body. He was majorly burned from steam, and he was in a medically induced coma for I don't know how long. So and that affected his brain pattern. Because
yeah,
there were times
you can stop. You can stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah.
You already said it. Because I was looking at, I needed to go to him because I was trying to find his disability and I was looking at him. And the reason why I asked is because I saw like a short fuse that come and go and I couldn't understand why. And so I started looking at him. And so what it showed me is something happened to him. And then I got something with his eyes. And then I got something with his brain, okay? Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Jeffrey. Jeffrey's not a bad guy. Jeffrey's a nice guy. Sometimes Jeffrey kind of become a little disconnected. Mm-hmm. When I say disconnected, I'm saying... Sometimes Jeffrey can be on a roll doing things really good and he's taking care of it, and then sometimes he'll lose his way.
Mhm.
It comes and go, comes and go. Then I had got something about his vision. So that's why I wanted to know what his disability was. I wanted to know because he's going to be working around your house. I needed to be able to look and see how this is going to affect him being around the home and everything, you understand? And what it told me is that this fella is wanting to do whatever he can, whether it be you or someone else, you understand? And also, he's doing it for himself as well. He's doing it for himself because he's also trying to keep himself motivated, okay, and feeling like he's not doing nothing. He's trying to keep himself motivated and to keep from being like he's not doing anything. Okay?
Right.
I needed to look at his brain and his eyes because I needed to see how will this work with you, him helping you and everything like that. Because if by chance that I see that there's going to be a problem ahead of time, that may not really be a chance you want to take because once you let the wolf in the house, it can be a different story trying to get him out.
Yeah,
okay.
I've had that experience.
So, right. And so I needed to read this from a safety point of view because of, you know what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what... I need, but I want you to know that God has His hand in this. He has a hand in this. And when I was reading and I was looking and I saw a man, he's that guy. He's the guy. He's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has like I want to say a slight brain injury. He has like a little injury because that's how it shows it. He may not tell it that way, but I see it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What he did tell me, because while he was talking, when he first called, he was talking so fast I couldn't understand what he was saying, so I had him slow down and repeat himself. And when he was here, doing the same thing, and, you know, I stopped him and I said, you know, I'm going to tell you because I want to hear understand what you're saying. And he said, you know, most people will just go, not even be tracking with him. So I suggested with him that he tune in to the other person more so he can tell if they're tracking with him. You know, you'll be able to feel it because he'd look off while he was talking. But he said something happened when he came out of the coma where his brain is like on like fast track. And so it's running, and so he, you know, and being a mathematical type of, you know, that IT type of brain, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it can just kind of take, you know. So I would be good for him
or
in that way. Slow him down, you know,
okay.
Have him refocus, you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well,
I was trying
just
to connect that break. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, and I don't know, you know, I mean, it didn't occur to me what he needs for healing, but I asked him if he meditates, you know, because that might, you know, help. But what I thought was that, you know, he slow down and look people in the eye while he's talking, you know, and tune into them while he's talking. That might help. But he also said that, you know, in terms of garden work, he said he loves it because it just keeps him, it's like healing for him.
Soothing.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that because the way I am, I can't physically do it. You know? You know, creating.
So where you all are at, does that mean you're not going to get any snow where you're living at? Because
I'm in Oregon. I'm in Southern Oregon. We get in the deep winter. We do get snow, but not that much. Unless, you know, there could be a week or so where there's snow, and then we can have flowers all year round, even with the snow. Pansies can still survive, and you know, but things grow, and there's evergreens, and right now there's a lot of leaves.
Yeah.
Can
I say something to you?
Sure.
Okay, so I just want to say that, remember in the beginning I said that I saw like three other people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's three other people, and you can tell this guy Jeffrey, you know, whatever it is the jobs tell us. You know, we'll be in touch. Sorry. You know, you're gonna take some time and think about it, whatever it is, you know, that you need to do. Because, excuse me, I say that simply because, see, the spirit pointed out to me his eyes and his brain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I had asked you, this is why I ask you, did you know what his disability was?
Mm-hmm.
And because when he, you know, so when he's going, remember I told you about how he kind of goes into like some kind of shutdown or something? Remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
That can kind of probably really be something else. You know, now, if he's like on a, if he has a case of extreme hyper, listen, if he's anything like someone who has extreme hyper, and I don't even know if this is a medical term, so just forgive me, okay? I'm going to say it. Extreme hyper ADHD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna run you up the wall.
He didn't feel like ADHD. He didn't have a hyper energy about him. It just seemed like his brain was running along a track in a direction that nobody was following with him. You know?
Yeah, and then he's into those computers. He's doing
mm-hmm.
that computer thing because it's so analytical till it gives his brain so much to do. Because
mm-hmm.
his brain gets to go in and out and all this kind of stuff of being analytical. So it's feeding that energy that's zooming. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he would be into computers. Because that's about the only thing that's going to really get up there
and challenge that brain like that, because that's the thing, challenge. And gardening, he can get into that. Why? He gets to really use his imagination, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably get your yard together and have it looking like a picture.
Well, right now it needs a lot of grunt work before it can get there.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. But
yeah.
I was just reading him real hard. I was reading him hard. So I know I got called as waiting for me. But we're on this one right here.
Uh-huh.
Because you're talking about somebody coming into your home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anna, please go to Anna.
Crazies.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I've had some crazies here that have been, you know, put me through the ringer waiting till they were out of here, you know. So I don't want to go through that. And it's been several months of me being here.
And that's what I'm talking about.
You know.
And that's what I'm talking about. But can I tell you something, Anna?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Anna, I'm just going to tell you. Something about him shook my spirit. Something about him, and it shook me, and it shook me from the back. And for it to shake me from the back, that lets me know, it's telling me that other side of him that you haven't seen is something else. So
well, does he go internal and just, you know, disconnect socially, or does he act out?
Let me see, how can I get this, because he becomes unpredictable, and I know, you know, we don't want it to be where your yard and everything is looking beautiful, everything is just good and everything, but then you got Mr. Crazy or Mr. Overreacted, because he asked you that you want him to make you some coffee, and you didn't answer fast enough. I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at him. He's going to be moving a lot and going, because I get him taking care of whatever it is you need, but still, Spirit has not let me go. Still something about him on my heart. Something is about him that's on my heart. Because it says he can be an answer to your prayer, which is good, and he will do a very, very good job. Very good. Everything. He will even do some things you didn't even ask him. He's very good. I see that. But I'm also seeing... Okay, listen, Anna, I want you to know something. There's going to be a certain type of lack of communication. Lack of communication. And the other thing, the spirits was telling me something else. Wait a minute. Compatibility. That's what it says. So there's a communication gap on, you know, on certain things. Like he may go into computer talk, you know, and maybe you don't know the computer language. Do you understand? And that can just frustrate him. That can just frustrate him because he talks like a computer. He talks computer talk, you know, like feeding the computer talk. That's just an example. Mm-hmm. That's just an example. Well, you know, I understand that things are not the way you want to be in your home right now, and maybe it might be disturbing your peace a little bit. Are you guys would you be on the same floor with him, or is you nicely finished basement?
No, there's no basement. It's a one-story house, and the room
it's
a
ranch.
Yeah, it's all, you know, the room is right across. Kind of from my room, kitty corner.
Is he a non-smoker?
And the bathroom.
Is he a non-smoker?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't allow a smoker
okay.
in the house, or anyone who uses drugs in the house or drinks. You know,
right.
I mean, occasionally something is okay, but You know,
well, yeah, I was looking for it. I was looking for drugs. You know, I was. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the things you're supposed to look for.
Yeah,
I am.
Well, me too.
I didn't see the. I couldn't find the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I am getting is, sometimes, you may not like how he does things, and it might make you be like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. Oh my God, like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack. There's going to be a lack of communication. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And compatibility. So, although I'm trying to read on to, is he going to have take out the garbage and cut the grass, and these are just examples, lay down a new floor and this and other. He wants to do what he can to help you. His heart is genuine in that. I need for you to know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His heart is genuine in that area. But it's just those fuses. It's knowing how to do those fuses. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would there be blow-ups of anger?
No. No, thank God. Because
I've had that.
It didn't show
I've had
me
that here.
It didn't show me that. No. Nope, it didn't show me that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at him. He's going to be, after, he's going to be leaving a lot. So it would be, what I see is like him helping you, getting you together for whatever you may need assistance with. And he's going out the door. But here's the thing. He will let you know how long he's going to be gone. I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at him here just a minute, please. Jeffrey. Yeah. Yeah. Overall, he's good. It's just when he have burn, he just kind of, when he have burnout. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you have any pictures of him at all? Does he have any pictures online?
Yes.
Where I can see his eyes?
Okay. Yeah, the website. I don't even know.
Do you want to give me that information over the airwaves, or do you want to go to my website and give it
yeah,
to me?
Yeah, that would be better, and I'd have to look it up anyway
yes,
to see what
be.
It's called. I could give you a link to it. Yeah, because when I went in to look at the message, I looked at his profile, and there was a picture there that the picture doesn't exactly look like him. I think the picture makes him look older. I was surprised, and his energy was nicer than the picture, you know.
Okay.
Is
there a problem with his right? Is there a problem with his right hand or something? Because I was just kind of getting something there.
He has the whole underside of his arm is burnt, is scarred.
Okay.
So that's where he got burnt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole, you know, you can't see it from his hand, but there's scars there, but then he's in it under his arm all the way. I don't know how far down his body.
And I get him wanting someone to be proud of him. That's what I get. Him wanting someone to be proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like working for you and does a good job and you're proud. Like, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Almost like someone needing to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like, how can I say it? your energy kind of pulled him. You made a wish, and you probably forgot that you made it, and it went out into the universe and met. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things you wished for that you need to help for. Because
yeah.
I'm looking at this guy, and he is that guy. He is that guy that comes in my vision. But what I need for you to understand is, came in my vision, I only saw the man coming. I didn't see his ways. I'm taking it upon myself to go into his ways. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
once I go in there, if there's anything else there, the Spirit's going to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I got was that that shutdown that he goes into, and this could be real big. Lack of communication and lack of compatibility.
Mm-hmm. So,
in your home, lack of compatibility, that's not a good ingredient. And lack of communication is that's to put those two together. Oh my God, that's something awful.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I feel trapped in my own home.
Yes, you will. So that's what I see with the guy.
Mhm. Well,
so
what about
this other three? Go ahead.
What else? Yeah, I was going to ask about who they are.
I don't know who they are right now, because they haven't, they're not all the way in. I'm just able to see them there. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like it's kind of like an archway, and then you can see the shadows, but I can't see it real good. I just know they're there.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I was texting with a friend of mine who right now is in Southern California waiting for his car to be fixed, and he said I've been on his mind lately, and he actually saw my phone number in response to somebody on Facebook looking for a bed or a futon, and I posted my phone number for him to call, and Rico called. He said, I've been thinking about you, so I saw your number and called you. Because we've always been, for years, just, you know, high in passing, you know, but never.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I thought, that's really odd that I would be on his mind. What is that? And then he was telling me that he wants to start this.
Oh, my God.